Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
In 1998, a film titled The Big Lebowski captured the imaginations of bowlers and non-bowlers alike. Or, at least, it amused some bowlers and some non-bowlers as well. And though I'm neither a bowler nor a non-bowler, since I have, in fact, bowled, the movie appealed to me, too. Sort of, in a low-key kind of way that nobody'd get too excited about, if you know what I mean. And if you've seen The Big Lebowski, you do know what I mean, dude. Anyway, the film has inspired something called the Lebowski Fest, a recent manifestation of which recently materialized in a bowling alley in California. Only a Game contributor, Charlie Schroeder, was there.
So again, if you don't have like a boot or a dark sole shoe, you don't have to get bowling shoes. That's with jellies, flip-flops, what have you.
So it's 9:30 on a Friday night at Cow Bowl Bowling Alley near Long Beach, California. And Lebowski Fest co-founder Will Russell addresses a long line of Big Lebowski fans who wait patiently for league night to end so they can come inside and do some bowling.
We get eight on a lane, so make friends and share lanes.
But Russell's speech is abruptly cut off when a Cow Bowl regular tells him to be quiet. League night isn't over yet, and Vernon Adams, a local sanitation worker who has nothing to do with the Lebowski Fest, is one strike away from a perfect string. Adams knocks over all 10 pins for a total of 300. His feat will be the night's greatest athletic achievement, by far. But most of the 900 Lebowski fans, or achievers as they're called, don't witness it. Most are in a line that extends outside and around the corner of the building. The ones already inside are hobnobbing with like-minded Lebowski fans. Many, like David Gerard, are dressed like their favorite character. Gerard, he's the dude, the movie's protagonist, played to slothful perfection by an unkempt Jeff Bridges. Gerard wears a bathrobe, dark sunglasses, and sports long hair. He's a dead ringer for the dude, and knows the movie inside and out.
I could do it line for line with the music. I could do it right now.
Could you really? What, can you just give me like the first five lines of the movie? Star Trek has its conventions, Rocky Horror its audience participation screenings, but the Coen brothers' 1998 film The Big Lebowski has its fest, a two-night celebration that culminates in this late-night bowling party. The dude's social life revolves around the sport, hence the location, and according to co-founder Will Russell, Cow Bowl is a better venue than the fest's first one, a Baptist-run alley in Russell's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky.
They wouldn't let us drink, and they wouldn't let us cuss. There was actually signs that said, no cussing, no drinking. Another sign that said, please read signs above all the signs.
Russell and co-founder Scott Shuffett originally held the Lebowski Fest as a joke, but the idea quickly caught on and has grown rapidly in its 7 years. This summer, there will be 15 fests from San Diego to Boston. Russell says as the ball keeps rolling, the fest just gets better.
I mean, it just continually gets weirder and more awesome and just bigger and crazier. And, you know, we just try to keep it ridiculous, and it seems to be working.
Consider the Reverend Oliver Benjamin, a.k.a. the Doodly Llama. He started Dudism, a religion based on the dude's character. He set up shop tonight in front of a row of lockers where he's ordaining Dudist priests. That's right, Dudist priests.
It means that you've basically committed yourself to following the way of the dude. You take her easy in all sorts of difficult situations, and you're basically a pretty nice guy to everybody. And you just don't take life that seriously.
So far, Benjamin's ordained 40,000 Dudist priests, all of whom became members of his church, the Church of the Latter-day Dude. The religion even has its own symbol, a modified version of the yin-yang, but instead of one dot inside each swirl, there are three, so it looks like a bowling ball. He tells me that Dudism and its tenets of low-impact living are more relevant today than ever.
One of the problems, one of the reasons that we're in these difficult, these dire straits, is because of conspicuous consumption and people investing in things just to make money rather than buying things they actually need.
Although the Coen brothers' dude might not be much of a consumer, That hasn't stopped organizers from selling t-shirts, posters, and bumper stickers printed with some of the movie's popular lines, like, "Mind if I do a J?" and "Not on the rug, man," a reference to a beloved scene where an intruder urinates on the dude's favorite possession. And while the dude is a decidedly non-competitive dude, that hasn't stopped Lebowski Fest organizers from including numerous contests in tonight's festivities. There's a trivia contest held in Cal Bowl's karaoke bar.
What is the name of the restaurant that the dude and Walter have coffee at?
That's all you got? Johnny's.
That is correct. Good job.
There are also contests for most original costume and farthest traveled, in this case, London. But the grand finale is a one-frame bowling match between the contestants that most closely resemble the dude and three of the movie's supporting characters. After the dude and Walter lookalikes tie, it comes down to a bowl-off. The dude knocks down 9 pins. Then, it's Walter's turn.
Oh, gutterball!
Afterwards, I talk with the winner, dude lookalike Rick Unger, an artist who describes his work as improbable realism. He wears a big wool sweater and carries props from the movie, a briefcase, cell phone, and pager. If David Gerard was a dead ringer for the dude, Rick Unger just walked off the screen.
My brother saw the movie before I did. He says, "You have to go see this movie. It's all about you." So I went to see the movie and I went, "Oh, it's about this lazy old hippie. That is me."
But he's not lazy when it comes to looking like the dude.
My main competitor's name is Tom. Won in 2006. I won Best Dude here in 2007. Last year in San Francisco, he beat me because I was about 35 pounds heavier than I am now. And my hair was too long and it was blonde. And when I saw the pictures, I went, no wonder I lost. I looked more like Walter than I did the dude. So I lost the weight, cut my hair, and I'm back.
And now, at 2 in the morning, he carries with him the ultimate trophy for a dude impersonator, an oriental rug, just like in the movie. It's rolled up and tucked under his arm. And as Unger shuffles through the automatic doors into the empty parking lot, he keeps a firm grip on it. For Only a Game, I'm Charlie Schroeder in Lakewood, California.
Our story about the Lebowski Fest will be featured on this week's program, so don't forget your shades and your bathrobe and perhaps a bowling ball. We'll also have a story about the future of golf in these difficult times. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to apply for membership to a club, it may have arrived. And we'll have a story about a women's basketball team that has shocked fans used to excellent performances by losing a lot of games. If you need another clue about which team that is, think Detroit. We'll hear from some of you via the emails you've sent as well, and of course Charlie Pierce will be on hand, so join us, and remember you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.